The practical halachas of Shluch HaKanan, and the reason is because this is not some kind of what I want to discuss tonight is not necessarily a shaila that I saw in the story, but it happened to me in Prestwich 3 weeks ago. I was davening Maariv, in shul in Prestwich on Friday night. I was walking home, and then as I was passing Habers, which is a local shop in Prestwich, for those who are watching this not in Manchester. Not advertised, sorry, but this is very Nogea. I saw they had the shutters down, and on the front of the shop, on top of the door, was a pigeon. And that pigeon had two other tiny little chicks with her, right, on top of the door. I was like, wow, it's mummish a case of Shluch HaKanan. So I wanted to address this shaila, and I wanted to, there's a number of different things that come out from going through the shaila, working through it, that come out, tremendous halachas and very interesting concepts when it gets to Shluch HaKanan. I want to hear, firstly, what shailas do you think are negeh here? So walking past, suddenly see a mother bird that is sitting with the children on top of the door. Sorry? Someone's a shus. Good. Anything else? Shabbos. Good.
How does
the mother? Very good.
Is it a nest? Does it have to be a nest after?
Is it a nest? Okay, yeah, very 100%. Yeah.
Any kind of bird.
Sorry? It could be any kind of bird. Maybe, right. 100%. So you've pretty much touched on almost all the things I want to discuss, and you'll find out there's tremendous machlokesim and things you would never imagine in your wildest dreams.
Has to be a kosher bird,
right?
Was it a kosher bird?
There were also so the first thing I thought of was that I personally maybe it's going expressing my amratzas in public, but I didn't really appreciate that Shluch HaKanan was actually also on chicks. But some Purush Pasuk, Purush Ksei say, Ki yikra kein tippo lefanecha b'derech b'chol eitz o b'cho'o al ha'aretz, efroichim or beitzim, chicks or eggs, and v'ha'ein rivetz al ha'efroichim, and the mother is, rivetzis is, we'll discuss what that means, on the chicks, or on the, or al ha'beitzim, on the eggs, lo'i tikacha'im al ha'bonim, don't take the mother with the children, shalach t'shalach ha'sa'im, v'sa'bonim tikachloch, Leman Yitov Loch Arachtal Yom, right? In order to be good for you, and you'll have a long life. So from here, there's one mitzvah lo sase, which is if you're walking past and you have the opportunity to do Shluch HaKanan, whatever that means, we'll see that later on, and you don't do it, you're over on a mitzvah Issa Deraisa. And the second thing is mitzvah ase, which is that when you do send away the mother bird, you become mitzvah ase in the Deraisa. There, in the Rishonim, the reasons for the mitzvah, obviously, we don't know the famous story in the Gemara where the child fell off and he died, but there are the Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Chaskuni Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, they bring down, I quote the Loshna of the Ramban to kind of frame it, Bekach tzivu lanu kodesh baruch hu mitzvah Shluch HaKanan, l'hashrish harachamim b'libeinu, in order to incorporate Rachamim in our hearts, but Leibniz said Harachamim aleim, not because of we are have Rachmanus on the mother. Shaharei imkain, I say a Torah aser is a shechitah bechalal. If that's the case, then if the whole reason is because of the of animal rights, then we wouldn't be as the shechitah. El limnoy nafshein machzarius is in order to instill within ourselves not to be achzarius, not to be cruel. Yeah, why? She'im noegim machzorius bebalei chayim, mishtarius hi v'nefesh, ve'ein mitzvahs kan sipa rachmanus ala oif, ela aleinu. The whole mitzvah Shluch HaKanan is to kind of say, you know what, I'm not going to take the mother with the children, I'm going to have rachmanus, and that helps me develop myself into a more of a rachman type person. This is a major nafkminas, and this is what I'm bringing in. The Zaya says that when the mother shooed away, she cries for her children, and that is Mo'ei Rachamim on Klal Yisrael in Golus, right? And these two reasons we're going to see later on, as Hashem, have major ramifications for halacha. As it's practical, a few practical concepts. A pigeon lays usually one egg per day, about two eggs usually. After 6 days it starts to hatch. There is a machlokes that's all brought down in Shluch Kechasa, which is a Heidrich Sefer. He didn't say any makoris that there's one that if their chicks still haven't opened their eyes, there is an opinion to say they've got a din of a sheretz on them, and therefore you're not chayv bechlal on Shluch Ken at that stage. After up to 8 days after hatching, she'll still be sitting on the eggs. So you've got 8 days while the chicks have already hatched while she's sitting on the eggs. Then she'll take them to the trees to teach them how to fly. They'll fly between the branches. The branches, which means that once the Taz says there in Shulchan Aruch that once they already can fly, there's no more mitzvah shluchah kan. It's only when they can't fly. So basically, you've got 6 days when they start to hatch, 8 days after they've hatched, and then they start to learn how to fly, and then they putter.
Are all birds the same?
Sorry? No, this is specific. The shy that I would start off with was there were pigeons. So this is pigeons, right? But there is one myth, which was, I was trying to find in the Svara, I couldn't find it anywhere. Eventually, I spoke to a friend of mine who is an absolute bocky in birds, and the myth is that once you touch the birds, they'll never come back to the nest. I don't know if anyone else has heard this. If you touch the eggs. You touch the eggs or the chicks, then they won't come back. So this friend of mine, he said, it's not true. Only it's definitely not true with pigeons, sparrows, robins. They will always come back. Other types of birds, which are more sensitive, it depends how you touch the nest and how you've messed it up. So it's good ideas to know. Sorry? To lift up the eggs?
Yeah,
that's the possible. Yeah, 100%. So I was just going through the process, 100%. Either you take the eggs or you take the birds.
Just lift them up and put them down.
Sorry?
Just lift them up and put them down, or actually take them.
Once you've done a kinyan, then that's considered taking them.
Right.
So if you lift them up and put them down, in Eretz-Yisrael it's very well known that we have like a million bochum lined up, and one guy would take them and then mafkir it. That's a shayla in the post game, but it seems to be common practice in Eretz-Yisrael. Sorry?
After half an hour,
with
this.
Right, yeah, I understand. Okay, so now one person mentioned about how do you know it's the mother bird. Shulchan Aruch says if the zohar, if the male bird, its robe is al-arakan, if he's sitting on the eggs, then it's pata from Shlech HaKan. Now, in pigeons, during the day, the male bird will be sitting on the eggs. Right, and but at night time, usually the mother will come back. So my shayla was, it was already summertime. Everyone davens before shkia. So it was definitely kind of dayish shkia time. That's one question: was it the mother? Was it the father? The mukubalim bring down. There's an Indian goggles and makai in the midst of shlurken after chatzay salayla. Okay, don't know why you have to ask the local makubal for that. So let's go on to the case of it's now on top of the door. It's on top of the door, but it's a shop, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says that, without trying to go into too much of the detail, because there's quite a lot of detail here, that basically once the whole concept of Shlech HaKan is on Hefka things, but once the mother bird has stood up after laying the eggs, the Chotza, which the mother bird is sitting in, that Chotza is Koina all the eggs, and therefore it's no longer Hefka. So if I have, let's say, a bird's nest in my own house, it's not hefka. Therefore, pashtus, you cannot do shlech HaKan in one's own property. What about the case of it's facing the street? So now the case is, maybe it's a shop, right? So is a shop of a shisha rabbin or not? If I find a lost property on the floor, can I keep it or not keep it?
That's what it is.
So the halach, right? So the truth is you can keep it if you find it on the floor if it's not got any simon, because it's but that's only because of a zaitka din that lots of people go there. But if it's high up, right, no one's going to go there, and therefore it belongs to the balha hashop, the shop owner, right? So therefore, few kralim, if it's a door with a key, and therefore it's normally kept closed, even if it's open now, that's not considered public property, and therefore you're putter. If it's a gate with no key, and you can go, people can go in freely without being scared, that, you know, it's kind of like, whatever, I don't have to be nervous, I'm stealing here, or I'm trespassing, then it's mutter to the Mekayim. Also, if you've got a window, let's say it's facing the street, and it's arm's length, you can reach it. Again, you don't feel nervous, maybe on trespassing, that's also mutter. There is, in this, Shluch can kechosa, which is a very good sefer, it brings down a lot of different, or pretty much most of the things you need to know. He brings down b'shem gedolei ha'ira, that the geder is if you can reach it with ease, then if it's facing the street, that's okay. But if you need a ladder to get to it, that's not considered osh sravim. So here we are. That's the second thing. So I was not makai my shluch can on Friday night. So what did I do? Motzei Shabbos, I quickly made Havdalah, I got my ladder in the car, I rode down to this shop, which we're going to say not advertising on this programme, and I stood there waiting, and what actually happened was that, I'll tell you the name of what actually happened, keep your suspense, but the mice, I was sitting with the ladder in the car, and I would have needed a ladder to get up to this, and therefore according to this schedule, I would be potter, because it's not considered a public property at that stage. However, if it's a shul or a totally public place, that's considered makam l'ravim. Makam l'ravim. Therefore, even if the door's locked and you need a ladder, and even if there is an owner of the place somehow, maybe there's an owner of the building, of a yeshiva or somewhere like that, then that's considered rishus ravim. But there is a I've seen it. It's good practice to give the money next to the shul, because there may be a yoshim you have to be choshish for. I said before that in your own house, you're potter, because you own private domain. However, in the hagdama of this sefer, of Shluch Kan Kelchosa, and Nechemia Goldberg says that nowadays no one really wants any eggs that are in my property. And therefore, I'm going to take a step back. Therefore, it's considered as a chatzei shel adam koinloi shleim medatoi, and I'll explain what that means. The Ramban and Choshen Mishpat says that your chatz is only kona for him when I know about it, right? When I know about it and I want to acquire it, at that stage, then my chatz is kona for me. However, if I don't know about it, let's have a way, and I'm not going to come back until the birds are flying off, right? Or according to the Chaim Goldberg, I don't want the eggs. At that stage, we do not have this klal of chatzah shel adam is kohen l'shalim d'atoi, and therefore, even in a case, so two nafkaminas are, if the person's definitely away, and you know for definite they're not going to come back until it's too late, that's okay, because his chatzah is not kohen of him. And the second nafkamina is, I said, is the Chaim Goldberg, which is a bit of a chiddush, which is even in my own house, because I don't really care about the eggs that are laid in my house, therefore I probably wouldn't want it anyway, and therefore you would not have the case of the chazal shel adam kohen l'shalim d'atoi. Sorry? Yeah, okay, because of time constraints we can't discuss it too much at the moment, but I will tell you one thing. There is an eitz that's brought down that you should say if you start to see maybe a nest being built, or you, and there's someone who did it when he first bought his house. He said, I want that you make it tonight. I do not want any, I don't want to be kona any eggs that are born on my property. In that case, it would always stay hefka for, you have no problems. We have 5 minutes. What I'll do is like this. Okay, there's 2 points to talk about. What happens if, you brought down a coin, you said, someone said, that it's not you shooing away the mother bird, it's horrible, right? It is a question, which is that if I'm going to the mother bird, I'm shooing this animal away, right? Maybe it is a midas achzarius. So the truth is, it's a big machlokas, it's a machlokas depending on one nakuda. If you're walking past a nest, and we said there's a losas, an issa midaraisa of not doing shlech akan. But what does that mean? So Rebbeinu says, Hashem Achav is your, and the Chochum Svi, if you're going past a nest and you don't want the eggs, at least shoo away the mother bird so you're not over on the lav. Right? What does that mean? It's like this. When it says, the Chinuch brings down, we said the Pasuk says that you should shoo away the mother bird, and the children you should take for yourself. But the Chinuch explains, and the Midrashim, that it doesn't mean the children you should take for yourself, it means it's a major skula for having children, shluch akan. You'll be zocha for yourself to take for yourself boys, children. It doesn't mean you should take for yourself the eggs. It means you're going to, the chazal are darshan, this pasuk, shaloka pshutai, right, to say this. And the Chasam Sofer explains that, he asks the question, he says, wait a minute, why are you doing this? Why isn't it just, maybe it's a condition as a Tanai the mitzvah. I've got to shoo away the mother bird, and in order to shoo away the mother bird, I'm doing that in order to take the eggs. Why didn't Chazal just say that? Just say, it's a Tanai, it's a chelik of the mitzvah. And the answer is because effectively the Torah doesn't really usher shooing away the mother bird. If a person derives benefit, has some kind of emotional benefit from shooing away the birds, right? Kids do it all the time. It's not considered tzar bala chayim, right? That's what he says. And therefore, there's nothing really wrong with it. So therefore, it must be that pasuk is left open. It's a balan tikach loch. Is I don't necessarily have to take the children. However, the Chassan Sofer argues with the Chacham Svi. And he says, no, that's not true. If I don't take the eggs with me, I am potter. And what's a raya? The raya is from the Ramban. The Ramban says, the reason for Shlech HaKen is that I'm not going to be Achzari, I'm not going to be cruel to animals. So which means that when I'm taking the eggs with me, I'm going to show away the mother bird. Hello. According to that reason, shooing away the mother bird without taking the eggs with me is totally, it is cruel, right? So therefore, according to the Ritzah, he medites Nosh and the Ramban, all these Rishonim, that of course I've got to take away the eggs with me, because that's the chinuch of the mitzvah, the whole reason of the mitzvah, according to the Ramban and the chinuch and the Eben Ezra and the Sefer Chizkuni. The Zayah, however, according to the Zohar, we said that the mother is going to be crying on the child, on her bird, and that's going to be Mo'ora the Rachamim. And according to that, no, you do not need to take the eggs with you because we're no shayfa to the mitzvah. However, the Chassan Sofer says that he's got to rise, and because of time constraints, I'm not going to go into the rise, but he does say that that there's a machlokus between the Nikla and the Nista, and if we go with the Nikla, and so he leaves off the. Therefore, he goes with the pshat of the Ramban, and he's with Daik in the Rambam as well, that you do need to take the eggs, and if you do not take the eggs, you're a potter from the mitzvah. So going back to my case on in Presswich, I was walking past the shop, and here we have a shlucha can. Maybe the mother is sitting on the eggs. Maybe it's a rishus harabim, not sure because I need a ladder, right? And then I'm going to shoo away the mother. According to the Chassan Sofer, I'm Pater, right? So therefore, that's another reason to be Pater. Shabbos, someone says, it's Shabbos Muksa. So did you know this? That on Shabbos, to make a kinyan on Shabbos, the Shabbos Chassan says, if it's a Sorech HaYom, it's Mutter. That's to say, therefore, making a kinyan is okay. But the Chassan Sofer says that, according to the Zohar, even according to the Zohar, where you're going to make the mother cry about it on her eggs, and that's going to be rachamim. That's aser to on Shabbos, right? So for that zikha is going to be aser. According to he holds that if you're pata unless you take the eggs with you, you're over it. You can't be over it. It's a muksa in order to do this mitzvah. However, I saw in the Shtei Chemed, who brings down from the Shah Melech, that it's not necessarily so simple. Because there is a raya that everyone brings. If I have a lulav buried under a heap of stones, I'm not allowed to take away the stones in order to get the lulav. I was not the Shah Melech. Why is that? Because I'm not doing the mitzvah with the taking of the lulav, with the taking of the shofar, right? I have to take the shofar and blow the shofar. But, however, if it was a lulav or shalach hakan, where the etzem tiltel is the mitzvah itself, on that he says there's no din of muksa on these eggs because the whole din of it. But one final point just to finish off, one reason how the Heinz Kaposhim say we do not do any shtukkan on Shabbos, and that's been nisukkan all over the place. And the one final reason why I probably would be putter according to everyone was so even on Motzei Shabbos I come back with my ladder. In the day, the Shulchan Aruch says, the last seat of Shulchan Aruch, if she sheves beina beitzim or beina frochim, she's not rovit ala bonim, she's not sitting on them, pata. So there's no mitzvah bichlal unless she's sitting actually on the eggs, according to everyone. So hopefully, with the schuss this, we'll be able to do shtukkan properly according to all the dinim nechachot.
What is specifically the eggs? You've got pigeons.